Real Truth Daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Have you ever told somebody something that actually happened and they didn't believe it? No matter what you told them, no matter what you showed them, you could have even shown them a video or taken pictures, they still wouldn't have believed it. We're in the book of Matthew chapter 21, and Jesus has told the story of the tenants. Remember, the master had tenants that took care of the vineyard, and when it was time for the servants to come and get the fruit, they killed the first one, killed the second one. Even when the master sent his son, the tenants killed that servant too. And of course, that was talking about how Jesus was the ultimate servant, the ultimate one who came to serve and to seek and to save those who were lost. And what this story is talking about the religious leaders who down through the years killed the prophets, stoned the prophets, beat the prophets. And even when Jesus came upon the scene, they didn't recognize him as such. They didn't recognize him as Messiah, and they killed him too. Now, Jesus told this story to the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes. And this is what we said, what do you think should happen? And this is what it says in this, therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what should he do to those tenants? In other words, those who killed the servants and even the master's son. Okay. What should they do with those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give them the fruits in their seasons. Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? What did Jesus mean by that? The builders, if you will, were the religious leaders, the Jewish leaders down through the years. Now, the mantle of leadership has been passed on to the scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, chief priests, and elders. And with Jesus right in their midst, performing miracles right in their midst, they rejected him. They rebuffed him. Now, why was that? Their eyes were blinded, obviously. They couldn't perceive Jesus for who he was. They didn't connect the dots, as we talked about before. And so as a result of that, they just rejected him, rebuffed him, and did not believe in him, didn't believe that he was the coming Messiah. Now, part of this was according to God's plan, obviously. God's plan was that Jesus would be rejected by men, rejected by the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, so that he would be put to death, right? I mean, God used them, if you will, as pawns. And so even though Jesus did all these miracles, they continued to reject it. Finally, they tried him. They found him to be one who proclaimed himself to be the Son of God, a perjurer, a liar, a false prophet, and they relegated him to a common criminal's cross, right? We know that. But why? Why did that happen? Not only because they rejected Christ, but it was according to God's plan. God's plan was that Jesus would go to the cross and that he would die for sin and die for sinners. And so the chief priests, scribes, Pharisees, elders of the people, they all played right into the hands of God by finally during Holy Week saying, you know, we're going to crucify this guy. We're going to get him out of our midst. He's a false prophet and we reject him. Now, what has happened with us? We've not rejected Jesus. We've acclaimed Jesus, uplifted Jesus, exalted Jesus, believed in Jesus. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has penetrated our hearts and brought us to faith. And here's the thing. We had nothing to do with it. The Holy Spirit did it all. It's kind of like a guy who's on an operating table and all of a sudden he flatlines. His heart goes dead. He flatlines. And what does the surgeon do? He gets out the defibrillator and gets those little paddles and goes boof to his heart. And what happens? Nothing. Does it again. Boof. And what happens? Nothing. Flatline still. Boof. What happens? Boop, 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 boop. Now, how much did that fellow who is dead for a little bit have to do with being revived? Nothing. How much do we have to do with coming to faith? The Holy Spirit does it all. We were born spiritually blind, dead, and enemies of God. And the Spirit of God, through the Word, resuscitated us, like took the defibrillator of the Word of God and went boof. And all of a sudden, our hearts, spiritual hearts, started beating with love and devotion and faith in Jesus Christ. Guys, here's what I'm saying. Even though the chief priests, scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, leaders of the people, the elders and chief priests, even though they rejected Christ, God had said, okay, your hearts are hardened, but you're going to play right into my hands because you want to crucify Jesus, the Son of God. I want him to be crucified too, to take away our sin. Now, unlike those Jewish leaders, we understand that Jesus is the stone which the builders, namely the religious leaders, the stone which the builders have rejected, but he's become the chief cornerstone of our faith. And all I can say is, thanks be to God for the Holy Spirit breathing new life in us, bringing us to faith, reviving us, resuscitating us, causing us to see that Jesus is Lord and Savior and King and Redeemer, the one who was, who is, and who is to come. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.